New York could become the fourth state in the U.S. to pass family leave insurance, letting employees take up to 12 weeks of paid time off following the birth of a child. That's according to advocates who say children, families, businesses, and communities will benefit in the long run. At the Grayston Bakery in Yonkers, which has been supplying chocolate brownies for a Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor for more than 20 years, President Mike Brady is all for a statewide paid family leave system.
It's certainly something we'd like to offer because we understand the development of children and that bonding when they're first born is critical, and both for the newborn child and the parents.
The bakery is owned by a nonprofit organization with a mission to support low-income people and families on the path to self-sufficiency. The U.S. lags behind many countries around the world that allow employees to spend time bonding with newborns without suffering a cutoff of income. Donna Dolan of the New York Paid Leave Coalition says New Jersey, California, and Rhode Island have expanded existing temporary disability insurance programs to include support for parents of newborns or adoptees.
We have been talking to people in the governor's office, and we believe that 2014 is going to be the year that New York State is going to become the next and the fourth state to pass family leave insurance.
At the bakery, Brady says he encourages other business leaders around the state to support policies that allow employees to attend to family matters without the burden of unpaid leave.
And that keeps them off of social services. It saves money for the taxpayers, but it also provides a better policy for our workforce and hopefully improving morale and our overall performance here at the bakery.
David Levine of the American Sustainable Business Council says a better workplace can lead to stronger families and more stable communities, goals that are consistent with his organization.
You know, like Greystone Bakery, you know, up in Yonkers, or Eileen Fisher, these are businesses that have gone out of their way to create exemplary workplaces that really respect their employees.
Greystone Bakery was founded in 1982 by a Zen Buddhist meditation group. Its motto is, "We don't hire people to bake brownies. We bake brownies to hire people." For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.